But first, America is celebrating an important birthday this year. It may not look a day over 60, but the burger is 100 years old. There is some disagreement, but most food historians concur that the hamburger had its debut at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. James McNair has written more than 40 cookbooks, including the one simply called Burger. But McNair's main job is to be the head judge of the Sutter Home Winery's national Build a Better Burger contest. And Strangechamp spoke with McNair to find out how one builds a better burger.
You've been judging this Build a Better Burger contest for more than 10 years now, so I figure you're pretty much the expert on the art and craft of the burger.
Almost 15 years. We have our 15th anniversary in 2005.
Wow. So how much variety can there be in a meat patty on a bun?
You would be surprised. We have had everything imaginable and some things that shouldn't have been imagined, but we've had some wonderful burgers over the years. Everything from chicken, pork, turkey, salmon, tuna, beef, you name it, we've had it.
So you're not a purist. You're not one of these guys who says it's got to be beef or it's not a burger.
No, for the burger cook-off, we define a burger as any food product that can be ground, formed into a patty, grilled on a charcoal grill, and served on or between a bakery product.
It gives you a lot of leeway.
It's wide open.
I've heard that contestants over the years have practically emptied their spice cupboards into their recipes. What are some of the more unlikely things people have put into burgers?
Well, probably the most unusual recipe I ever received was for a Black Forest burger with cherry pie filling and chocolate, and even had whipped cream on the chocolate bun. But most people are far more creative than that, in a good way.
Boy, and I thought hamburgers were simple.
Well, they should be.
So how do you make a perfect burger?
My idea of a perfect burger is ground chuck, which I think it has enough fat in it to give flavor. The leaner the beef, the drier it is. But I like to put my seasonings into the burger. It can be as simple as salt and pepper or whatever seasonings you like, roasted garlic, anything like that. And then handle that mixture as gently as possible to combine it all, and then form the patties gently also without pressing it down, because if you compact it, the meat's going to be very tough. And then I think bread is equally important to the meat. It should be given a lot of attention as to what kind of bread or bun you're going to put it on. And that bun or bread needs to be lightly toasted. I don't like a burger on soft, gooey bread. And then I like wonderful condiments like fresh, ripe tomatoes in the summertime. Grilled onion is awfully hard to beat. I love to throw pesto or basil or, you know, just whatever goes, whatever appeals to you at that point.
What about the actual grilling? Because I always think that that's where they get ruined. Like, you can make the greatest burger in the world, and if you grill it badly, you're screwed.
Right. If you burn it up, you know, if you overchar it, it's going to be bad. If you undercook it, it's going to be gross. If you use a spatula and press down and push all those juices out into the fire, you're ruining your burger. So I like to put it over a pretty hot fire and sear it on both sides, and then move it to a slightly cooler place and cook it fairly fast. And I like to turn my burger several times so that the juices distribute evenly throughout the patty. And then, of course, just watching to make sure that you don't overcook it.
Well, that part I think actually is harder than you'd think. I mean, I have a friend who used to work at a burger joint, and she prided herself on being able to tell when a burger was done just by pressing it lightly with her finger.
By touching it, exactly.
There's no way I can do that.
Well, you get used to it if you cook a lot, and you can test on your own fist. If you make a fist and press between the thumb and the next finger, and if you make the fist really hard and press it, that's how a burger feels when it's well done, or overcooked, in my opinion. If you totally relax it, that's how it feels when it's rare. And somewhere in between, if you just give a little pressure to your fist, that's medium. But the safest, most reliable thing is to have an instant meat thermometer and just stick that in and cook it to the temperature you like.
I can tell you'd be horrified at what I do, which is to slice one of them open.
Well, I do that too. You know, you can really get in there and see whether it's done or not. That's an easy test that anybody can do.
So when the contestants have finished grilling their burgers and they bring them up to the judge, what are the judges looking for?
Well, we're looking mainly for taste. We're also looking at the appearance of the burger. You know, do you want to eat it? We don't allow people to garnish the plates or dress them up, but just does it really look appetizing when it's served? And, of course, originality, but originality that works. And then we consider, you know, the ease of, was this easy to prepare or does it take forever?
Do you have to cleanse your palates between entries?
Absolutely. And the best palate cleanser I've found for burgers is a piece of watermelon. It really refreshes your mouth. So we have a big platter of watermelon and the judges are grabbing, reaching for that between every burger.
How much are you eating during this process? I mean, do you wind up feeling just stuffed?
Well, you know, the very first burger cook-off in 1990, we had 22 entries. And we started out, you know, oh, these are good. Let's have lunch. Well, after about halfway, we were about to keel over. And you learn that one or two bites will do it. But now we have 10 burgers. And I usually do two bites, which is the equivalent at the end of the contest of maybe eating a burger and a half. So it's not a killer.
By the time it's done, do you dread ever eating a burger again? Or does it take a while?
Well, you know, I hate to admit this, but one time I went to my favorite burger place that night because I wanted a burger my way.
So what do you mean a burger your way?
Well, just my favorite place in St. Helena where we hold the contest is a place called Taylor's Refresher, and they make wonderful burgers. And my favorite there is a Western Blue Ring, which is a great organic beef burger. And then they take a deep-fried onion ring and fill it with blue cheese and add pickles and barbecue sauce. I love it.
Wow.
That's Ann Strangechamp speaking with James McNair. McNair is the head judge of the Sutter Home Winery Build a Better Burger Contest. He's also a food photographer and author of more than 40 cookbooks. One of his most popular is aptly and simply titled Burger.